morning, Lee.
Today, we're looking at Australia's net zero. We often hear the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, and the Morrison government talking about their practical way of moving forwards in getting zero emissions. And you're going to enlighten us this morning about that.
Yes, I'm going to say, but are they? So anyway, we're going to look at today's Australia's plan. And you hear the word plan mentioned quite a bit, to get us a net zero by 2050. What are the key points of the plan? Apparently, unknown technological breakthroughs are one of the main linchpins. I guess we have 29 years for those to come about, so I guess it's possible. But this position does mean we do ignore technologies we have now. Do you remember when you were a kid, Lee, and I was a kid, was watching Star Trek?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and they all had wireless handheld communicators that didn't... It all resembled the clunky rotary dial telephone that sat on its dedicated telephone table in the hallway. But here we are today with handheld supercomputers in our pockets.
Yeah, we all thought that was cutting-edge technology for its day.
That's right. So, you know, I guess it's possible. But it's a bit like going to the doctor and being told you have a life-threatening ailment and the advice is to take this known treatment that works to save your life. But you decide to say, no, I think I'll hang on until they come up with something better that no one's thought of yet.
It's not, I guess, the smartest choice, but it does kick the can down the road a little bit. Why? You can still stand on the soapbox and talk about inaction as action.
But maybe, Lee, one day we'll be able to say, beam me up, Scotty, to 1 billion tonnes of CO2, which is what we need to eliminate so we don't all turn into a cast of extras on a dystopian reality show called Planet Earth. The other main point is global technological trends.
Now, Adrian, no one actually really knows what that one means, so I suspect it's just a bit of a term, just a bit of a spin term.
You've hit the nail right in the head. I don't know what that means.
No.
But it sounds good, yeah.
But it is an interesting point.
And this is a good one. This is the last one I'll talk about today, but... offsetting emissions we cannot eliminate with credits bought from overseas. Basically, this means sending our money to other countries and investing in their clean energy technologies other than our own. Let's not invest in this country. Let's invest in someone else's efforts. Now, that does sound very much like the Australian way.
Yeah, just another way of sending it offshore, isn't it?
We love sending it away. We don't like to build here. We like to send it elsewhere. So let's not talk about Australia's plan to decarbonise by 2050, which most of the industry has expected is just a bunch of hollow talking points that will be, they're going to be regurgitated over and over again when the upcoming election's announced. And it's going to be an attempt to change the narrative away from the fact they've been running interference for the fossil fuel industry since about 2013.
So with that in mind, let's have a bit of a chat about what we're missing out on.
This is the good bit. So this is why other countries are really approaching this problem with a bit of gusto. Now, change is always going to be a bit scary as we venture into the unfamiliar, but change is also a time of great opportunity. Around $500 billion was invested in clean energy technology worldwide last year. A recent study has shown renewable energy investments in Germany and France yielded returns of over 178% over a five-year period, while fossil fuel investments suffered a minus 20% return for the same five-year period. And this is happening in countries that are really rapidly decarbonising.
So that's in Europe. What about the UK and the US?
So the UK, over 5 years, renewables, it was a 75.4% return versus 8.8% return on fossil fuels. United States, 200% return on investment was the renewables yield, while 97.2% on fossil fuels was achieved.
Adrian, return on investment is code for jobs, strong economies and money back in the pocket.
That's exactly right. This is what hollow do-nothing plans lead us to missing out upon. Jobs, strong economies and money. You know, and we're dealing with an exponential global crisis at the same time. So everybody wins with dealing with it on a financial status, but, or except, those that have capital tied up in coal mines and gas, but they have an immense lobbying power. You know, they put hundreds of thousands into lobbying. The government, and to some degree, they're holding this government to ransom.
Yeah. What about closer to home? How's Tassie faring?
Well, Tassie, we're already at 100% renewable, and every day with more solar, energy-efficient devices, wind farms, hydrogen projects, look, not only are we carrying our responsibility on our shoulders, but we're going to start carrying other states as well on our shoulders.
We're leading the way.
That's right, you know, so it's, you know, we're 100%, next to be 110%, then 120%, you know, we are leading the way. But we have to remember, we're all living on the same rock rotating around the sun in a cold and lonely universe, and there isn't a planet B. So, you know, whenever we're engaged in this discussion and we think about, you know, what we need to be doing, We need to be thinking just bigger than our backyard.
Absolutely. At DMS Energy, you're the Northwest's leading solar and energy efficiency experts. And if you don't like power bills, and let's face it, who does, you are the people to talk to.
That's it, Lee. And you're right, no one does like power bills. It must be due to start coming in again soon. But if you really like to talk about getting your power bills down, or you know, keeping your house nice and warm, or really cost-effective hot water, lighting, things like that, call 1300 502 599, or pop in and see us at our showroom at 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton, or have a look at us on the interwebs, dmsenergy.net.au.
Good work there, Adrian. We'll return to our normal time next Monday, a little after 8:30, for more power savers. Adrian, Luke from DMS Energy, you have a great day and a great week, mate.
Thanks, Lee.